October 21st, 2013. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Okay, ready to roll.
With the whiskey.
Watt from Pedro Show. We started off with John Coltrane doing My Little Brown Book with Duke Ellington. And then we heard I Knew It by Swacko. And then something from Guess for this edition. L.A. Drugs, All the Time. Welcome aboard.
Hey, we're thanks not, for having me.
Brother Matt, we ain't at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. We're in my pad. Brother Matt is part of a neighborhood council and duty called, so we improvised and guys came down here. Introduce.
Okay.
Justin. It's your band, right?
My name's Justin. I'm the singer and I play guitar.
Yeah, and these are your bandmates.
And the drummer's on his way. You know, he's like fashionably late as drummers are.
Yeah, typical drummer.
Well, actually, it's 6:27, so you guys are early.
That's not bad for us.
Yeah, you're early.
We did it.
Go ahead. All right. Okay, here's the bass player.
I am Johnny. I play bass in LA Drugs.
Cesar Mora, guitar, backup vocal.
Okay. And drummy on the way.
James Carmen on drums, yeah. Also plays in the Images and Maniac. He's a great drummer.
Images. That's what you gave me. From Harold's.
That was a long time ago. That was a very long...
It was a summer.
I know. It's, still
it's like for young men. Young men are... It's like cat years. One year is about 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You probably go first, Justin.
Sure.
What do you remember first about music? Your first consciousness of...
I guess Michael Jackson. I mean, I was a kid of the 80s, and so I remember Thriller and all that coming out. And my dad was a big fan.
How old were you?
A kid, maybe 6 years old or so.
Six.
And
Michael Jackson, huh?
My dad was a big fan of Beach Boys, The Doors, Rolling Stones, and so he was always singing those songs. And my granddad had a barbershop quartet, and so he would always sing barbershop songs, and he played the accordion.
You heard music that way.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the first record you bought?
I think it actually was Michael Jackson Thriller on cassette. Okay. And my dad's band, they were called the Defenders. They used to practice in the living room.
So your pop's a musician.
He was a singer.
You have music in your family.
Pretty much, yeah. Barbershop to rock and roll.
Grandpa.
Did
they practice at that pad?
Yeah, it was... these guys, they were not really a punk band, more like New Wave, but they were early 80s LA, and they were called the Defenders. And they would play Madame Wong's West, and they played Biltmore Hotel, and they'd play places like that. And my dad would do sign language and sing at the same time, which nobody really did back then, so it kind of gave them a little something. But they'd play with a lot of the skinny tie bands, you know.
Early 80s?
Oh, yeah. Madame Wong's West is where they played a lot. They're called the Defenders.
Yeah, there was a Madame Wong, I remember, by the Hong Kong Cafe. I even saw some gigs there. She was kind of a crazy lady.
I think that's
the good gigs were at the Hong Kong Cafe. Yeah, I saw the Bags play there. In fact, she said they were anti-music or something, kicked them off.
The Chinese lady?
Madame Wong.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, I heard my dad and his bandmates said the same thing.
Do he want you to get into music? Did he like egg you on? I want you to play guitar, drums?
You know, his advice...
Sign language aspect of it is pretty cool.
Yeah, my mom was deaf, and so my dad was a sign language interpreter, and that's how he met my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was supportive at first, and we got his Remo drum set that he had in the 70s and kind of trashed it. But then later on, he'd say things like, son, you have a really expensive hobby. And he wanted me to sell dental supplies, which unfortunately is what I'm actually doing now. But I'm still playing rock and roll. Take that, Dad.
All right. Let's place you for the price of lunch. Let me take you to the outside bed. You're just the outside world.
ride bike. Hey! I don't need no Caucasian guilt. I'm ready for a brand new race. What's the same with the way you move? Not the arrangement of your face. Need no Caucasian guilt. Need no Caucasian guilt. Need no Caucasian guilt. Need no Caucasian guilt.
If you ever see me again, you'll be paying a cover. That's right.
by heart. Predatory Club, it's but I'll be back when the voters rip me apart. Experiments exacted.
Sound, the fucked up Allegheny Whitefish sound, the fucked sound.
Pedro show. Well, you know, we
Caesar's Chunkless
started with Outside Place. Maybe I should start asking you about, like, what's that song about?
It was the song I used to sing to my dog when, before, you know, you get home and your dog jumps up on you and is excited. So I started singing it to the dog. I'd say, let me take you to the outside place. Let me take you to the human race. And I would just sing it to the dog. And then I said, hey, I should put that down. It goes A, F sharp, to E. And that's how it goes.
Okay.
And that's a
16. Then we heard somebody from the old days, No Mercy. Do you remember that band?
No Mercy. No, I don't got any of their records, no.
Well, Chris knew about it by his pipe bones. No Mercy was a band from the city, San Francisco, that was just a drummer and a singer. In the old days of punk,
I actually
didn't need guitars.
Well, the Screamers didn't have guitars.
Neither this band didn't even have keyboards. Sometimes, later, I think they tried some. But it was just a singer and a drummer. And Caucasian, no Caucasian guilt. That, you know, the Urinal compilation just came out. That same label, they found the lost album that No Mercy did in 78 and put it out.
You're talking about Happy Squid? Is that the Urinals record label? I love
the
Urinals.
No, it's I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
The only release that ever came out was those Earcoms. Do you remember them in England? Fast Records? I think they're on the third one, the orange one. With Middle Class is on it, too.
Oh, okay.
They're like compilations by this label in England. And you're calm. Anyway, the album's out.
We didn't get a hold of that. We didn't get a hold of that.
Yeah.
The Urinals, though. Were the Urinals badass?
Urinals,
I know about the Urinals. I know it.
Well,
Hunter Flowers just played.
There was this anthology that came out, I don't know, 10 years ago on Amphetamine... Reptile.
Yeah.
And the same kind of dealio came out. Dealio came out again now on this label. I can't remember because I'm too fucking retarded. Okay.
Well,
check it out. No Mercy.
No Mercy. All right, I'll check it out. But who's better, the Screamers or No Mercy?
They're different.
We are all retarded, so it's okay.
No is spelled N-O-H.
Okay.
No, it's kind of a opera in
okay.
Japan.
Chingar.
No.
Oh, I see. Like, is that what the opera in Japan is called?
N-O-H?
No,
N-O-H.
Oh, cool.
And The Former Lover by Brad Bryan and Megan Michelle.
Dude.
This thing called Progress by Poison Idea.
Nice.
Bill Cherry.
Yes.
I lived in Portland for a while. I saw them play a couple reunions.
Honeycomb. Something live from Roosterhead. That's a cat in Long Beach I just saw. I think he came to Harold's. When was that Harold's gig? 2 weeks ago?
About
Chicago Batman.
Yeah, that was
2 weeks ago. Yeah,
that played
some. Cool.
Well,
that was cool.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen them. They're cool.
They're like bananas.
So dope.
Four track.
Like 70s.
Old Mistake by Allegheny Whitefish, which was Tobacco when he was a teenager. And then finally, Dia de Sol.
No way.
Okay. When you listen back, if you hear y'all talking at the same time, you're going to feel ridiculous. So. Okay.
One at a time. Sorry, the bill collectors are calling me. Sorry. Oh, no, it's the drummer.
Okay, so.
Drummer, we're in Watt's house. We're on air. Bye.
So, you get into music even though your pop is called, expensive hobby. I mean, right away, do you try to shake you out of it?
Well, after a while, I was about 10 years in a touring band, Clorox Girls, and we lost a lot of money, but we managed to tour down to South America and Europe and all over the place.
Yeah, but
causing a ruckus.
Was he against you doing that?
No, I guess he wasn't. You know, he
because he's from the band land.
Yeah,
well, maybe that's what maybe he was afraid of.
Maybe a little jealousy.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do what I did.
Yeah.
Do as I say, not
as I do.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, maybe mixed feelings. I think every parent's scared. How's my kid gonna support themselves?
Sure,
yeah. That could be. Get rid of
and, you know,
he's not. He doesn't seem too scared anymore
no,
about
my
that.
My case, though, like, you know,
my pop knew it was something me and D Boone did as boys, but then, you know, he got killed in an accident.
Sure.
I kept doing it. He didn't understand why. I started sending him postcards. He had no idea that I was making a living.
He didn't understand why you wanted to play.
Yeah, why I would be playing without. Because he didn't have music people in his family, you know. So it's interesting. People come from situations where there are music. I was doing a spiel with, what's his name, Steve? He was a drummer. They brought him on for Flaming Lips. Now he's kind of all the whole music man. But he told me he was 5 years old playing drums in his father's band.
Shit. Who was Steve was?
Yeah, I mean, think about if your dad was a musician and just, like, brought that into your world and was like, yo, play this. Like, you know about music. It's the same way we think about music. But
well, maybe. Well, I mean, everything's different.
Circumstantially, that could have been the case. We could have had someone
music
showing
changed.
Us music that early on.
Yeah, but I think rock and roll, you know, since the 50s and stuff.
It scared people, yeah.
No, but it's kind of been basically the same thing, where if you go back before the 50s rock and roll, man, you're talking swing and that stuff, and there's a bigger difference.
Yeah.
You know, ragtime and all that stuff.
Right.
There's just a bigger difference. I think nowadays,
a
younger person can share with their parents a lot closer than, like, my days.
Right.
Like, for example, Black Sabbath or punk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sex Pistols. That's, how old is that? 35 years?
Right.
38 years?
Yeah.
That, for me, and, you know, because I'm a teenager in the 70s, that'd be like me listening to music in the 30s. Big difference.
Yeah.
Things are a lot more close now.
Like swing
so
music.
Late,
being
well, what's funny is, when I was a teenager, punk rock didn't piss off my dad, but NWA came out in the late 80s, and I got the NWA, you know, straight out of Compton, and they were calling it a black punk rock record. And I remember reading some fanzine.
That rap music as
when I read some fanzine, they were like, this is like black punk rock, and that's why I checked it out. And then that pissed off my dad. He goes, how dare you play this around your little brother?
Yeah.
You like
the
that.
Mayhem,
oh, no. Well, and it was the Straight Outta Compton, the first NWA record.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually one before that.
Oh, the Eazy-E before NWA?
No, it's got them on the front, but, like, they got a couple guys dressed as Beastie Boys. One of them's got a giant clock.
Oh, Public Enemy.
Yeah.
No.
Not Public Enemy.
No.
Ghetto Boys?
No, it's these guys.
NWA?
Yeah.
Eazy-E, those guys.
I know. Do you know Last Poets?
Yeah.
They're from the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they just had a guy playing.
That's a
young
guy
playing.
The Rebels Will Not Be Televised.
No, that's
also
Bill Scott Heron.
But he, the Last Poets were.
No, they're different
music
guys.
Music behind that, I thought.
Well, Last Poets, when they started, they just had one guy on a conga, and then they do these raps. And some of them have whole bands. There's a Casablanca album they did that's trippy. Some guy named Man, he's credited as Man. He played everything. And they never saw him again after they made the. Bernard Purdy's on the fucking drums. And one side of it's this opera called Beyonder. You want to hear a trippy fucking thing? Where these guys are trying to. The djinns, you know, djinn is like an evil people.
Okay.
They're trying to make a robot to kill God.
All right.
Yeah,
it's like an evil people.
You know, the other songs is about us
evil people
by the Viet Cong and one about birth control pills. And it was trippy, but I like to connect with rap, and I think some people it just bugged them.
Sure.
And punk did too, believe me.
Right.
But you gotta be your own guy, right? Your pop wants you to be your own man anyway, so you had to find your own identity. If it took an Eazy-E record, he'd probably understand. And if you went and toured around that stuff, your music, and I don't think the story's told. All done, told.
No, the story's
it's
just beginning.
So,
the unheard
what
music.
What was the first instrument?
Me, drums.
I thought it was these nuts.
So you were a drummer, man.
Yeah, well, my dad was a drummer, so he had a drum set.
Yeah.
And so I played the drums. Well, Caesar, you play the guitar, ukulele, accordion?
No. I played the drums when I first started.
This is the Caesar right here, by the way.
The first band that I played in, I started playing
Mexican
drums.
Because
I was the only kid that had a drum set. So they were like, you're the drummer.
And but all the while,
how
I was playing.
How did you get the drum set?
It was actually from my dad's friend that like used to play the drums, and he wasn't really good at it, so he was like, "I'm just gonna get rid of it." And he's like, "Oh, your son's into music, so I'm just gonna give it to him."
How old?
I think I was like 12.
12.
Yeah.
He grew up
now. Where? In the garage? In the living room? Where'd you
set
up?
Yeah, I had it in the garage.
Okay, yeah.
And the first band that I was in, I think I was like 12, and I played the drums.
Right away.
Yeah. And they were like, "Yeah, just you're the only kid with a drum set, so you're gonna play the drums." And I was like, "Okay."
Probably you're talking about stuff when I was a kid. Probably most expensive.
Right.
Yeah, it was just like a Frankenstein drum set,
crazy.
You know,
pawn shop guitar.
Yeah,
they were a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
drums
are so expensive.
Set.
That's the worst part of being a musician. If you love the drums, all of a sudden. You don't get to buy your
too,
shit.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so
I was no good. I played the guitar. Like, I was a guitar player, and I had practiced for a long time playing the guitar, but I had the drum set, so I had to be the drummer.
You mean you were already playing guitar?
I was already playing guitar.
When the drum set came. So
yeah.
When did you start the guitar then?
I started playing the guitar when I was about 11.
When did you learn?
The year before.
Yeah.
So you already know
that before.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
And how'd you somebody turn you on to the guitar?
Used to play my dad's guitar.
He's a musician.
My
your
dad,
father.
Yeah.
Okay.
Played the guitar.
So another family connect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And my great-grandfather, I went and got like a chord book and played the different chords and listened to how like each of them sounded and would just like try to like make my own songs out of the way that like I would sing and then like match the chords with the way that I was singing.
Oh, so you didn't run off records?
No, I just
copy records. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, no teacher.
No.
Self-taught. Yeah. No, that's happening.
I asked my dad. I was like, "Hey, I want guitar lessons. And he's like, "What? You're crazy. Get the fuck out of here."
And he wouldn't show you any shit.
Yeah.
No.
Soccer lessons,
know what
you little man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, get out of here
for this shit.
Walkie-talkie.
play drugs, job, Iggy and the Stooges, crushed grass by the OCs. You ever seen the OCs?
Yeah. Well, I saw his old band, Dwyer's old band.
The OCs.
The carpet fiddlers.
The water is radioactive by G.G. Hillbilly Packer, Homer Henderson, and Rover by Devin Flynn. We're at the end of the first hour of the Wild Pedro Show, October 21st, 2013. Hold tight for hour two. Yeah, yo, October 21st, 2013. It's the second hour of the Wild Pedro Show.
deep end chair. Somebody else is gonna make better bumps. Maybe they are different people. Maybe they are the same ones. Maybe they are different people. Maybe they are.
Inauguration. I wasn't there for celebration. But I'm around when a birthday comes. So happy birthday. Happy birthday. I say, in my mind, I got the design. In my mind, I got the design. Thought about it, thought about it. Six space shuttle, the size of the Hindenburg and the Titanic, both put together, expandable, transformable, and so adaptable. And just for the show of it, for the nose of it, six space shuttles and 144,000 elephants. Divide them by six. And every 60 hours, let one leave the earth from here, and another one leave the earth from there, and another one leave the earth from over yonder, and another one leave the earth from down yonder. And another one leaders from up yonder. By time all six get off in the universe for the expiration of the planet Earth, when Queen and Yang get together. Be flying around above the ground. And when they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down. When they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down, they can work around, they can talk around, they can meet around. They can heal the ground. They can heal the air and fix the water too. That's what my six space shuttle. That's what my six space shuttle. That's what my six space shuttles will do. And just for the show of it. And just for the know of it. That all humans may know. That all humans may know. When King could come together and do these things for Queen. Happy birthday, dear Queen. Happy birthday, dear Queen Anne. Happy birthday.
from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Flies on You, a tune called Josephine. Maeve Mills, Hell's Bells remix. Maeve Mills is bass man that played in Pedro, I think, sometime early 90s. And Dose played with him. And he was in a band called Chumbawamba.
All right.
And
Anarchy.
Playing with him was Eve Libertine and her son playing guitar.
That's was totally right.
Crass,
yeah.
Right.
Lady singers. And it was over
That's
here
gangster.
On 9th Street. This white, was it?
Harold?
YMCA or something. No, it's just.
Yeah. No, it's a women's.
Yeah, so weird that you know.
It was the ladies. It's
a YMCA. By King Champion Sounds. War is the Common Enemy by Sigodi. Invocation by Ben Lee. Six Space Shuttles and 144,000 Elephants by Lonnie Holly. Know him? He's tripping.
These? No.
Lonnie Holly. I Did Not Try by the Chronics. Speed Limit by Dot Wiggin Band. You know Dot Wiggin?
No.
She was in a band called the Shags.
Hell yeah.
About the Shags.
Oh, the Shags are rad. Yeah.
Well, she's got a solo out. Yeah, they're from New Hampshire. So they're daddy.
They're from England.
No, they're not.
And Shags?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're over
I'll
the
bet you five
pond,
bucks.
Brother.
Okay.
You used to how close do you think they are to us?
All right, Wikipedia.
Yeah,
you owe me $5, what?
All right.
No, I'm making
it's a battle.
All right, I got $5.
Yeah,
I got $5.
I actually got a $5
bill.
You
have a premonition.
In my wallet.
That if he, well, his mother did, that if he started a band with his daughters, that they would be famous. They'd get this band together called
yeah,
the
Shags.
And Dot's still and around.
I do not like the Shags at all.
Yeah, they had this one album they did. It was called
What Happened Here?
Philosophy
of
the
World.
1968.
Yeah.
They're from like Sheffield, England or something, I swear
no,
to God.
New Hampshire. No, it's okay
not
to be wrong sometimes. Dick sometimes.
Nigga, they from the United States. Mike Watt said they're from the United States.
Featuring Enrico Gabriel.
Yeah, James Carmen
finally
in the house.
On the Streets by L.A. Drugs. On the Streets. There's a Stooges song called Down on the Streets.
Mike, this
you know
is James
this
Carmen, our drummer.
Down on the Street.
Yeah.
It was what Scotty told me. Was it was originally called Down on the Beach. It's like Ig floating around, you know.
But there's no beach in Detroit.
That's what Scotty said.
So that's why the record could not be.
Miles west.
Yeah.
That can't be
you
real.
You can say Detroit. They played there a lot, the Grandy Ballroom. But he said, that's what Scotty says, but there's no beach. And so, Down on the Street.
Not cool.
He told me he's the one who renamed it. So.
That's right. We got out on the street. So
yeah.
They, if they want to sue us, we'll win.
You can't copyright a song title.
No. Well, it's not copyrighted.
Is that predetermined?
No, but you can anyway.
Right, right.
You can't. There's many titles of songs that are same, and that's you get in trouble for copying the melody and lyrics, but
sure.
Not title.
It's like These Nuts.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's Johnny Reyes.
Johnny Reyes.
What do your parents think of your music?
Bass guitar.
Music.
Here.
Musical.
What do your parents think of your music, Johnny?
No. First conscious.
How it all started, I guess. I was about 7 playing piano, and I was living in Orange County, sadly.
Piano?
Yeah.
How'd you get into it?
You know, I was...
You had a piano
older.
In the house?
Yeah, I'm talking. But, yeah.
I know. I see you. Visibly.
Yeah, my grandparents had a grand piano, you know. My grandpa, he always loved, you know, the sound of just pure piano. So I picked it up for him, you know. It was really
Did
close
he play?
To it. No, he didn't. He just loved listening to music on radio about,
okay.
You know. That came about. And then 3
so since one was around, you just started
yeah,
playing?
Yeah, just kind of
okay.
Went
Thank
off about
you.
It.
See?
And then
you were never going to come up with that.
About 3 years later, I moved to the city of Carson.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, one of the first people I've met in Carson is right next to me, James Carman, my drummer.
Aye.
And, you know, became close friends about it till this day. And about 6th or 7th grade, I jumped on drums. You know, just the idea.
You're on drums, too. This whole band's on drummers.
Yes, it's all happening. It's just about the beat of it.
I think, you know, yeah, my opinion, if you can play drums, you can play anything. Because it's all about fundamental. It's all rhythm.
Yeah.
It's funny how the stereotype of the drummer is like some retard dude.
Yeah.
No. That's true.
It's not true.
No, I'm joking.
It is true. Well,
the stereotype is true.
But it makes
sense. But
the
reality is they're running the world.
They're running the shit.
The cut and dry of a song is drum related.
Right. Let's listen to some more music.
See?
We'll be right back. compromisation and watership down. Smiling politely on crowds, brutally pushing your ego down so you're actually no use to anyone.
Do your own arm.
Bite or chase you around, but you're
James Carmen hasn't talked
now,
yet. Right, go ahead, go ahead.
Music with a band from called Now. Yeah, you want to fill up the gaps. They say mind the gaps. Did none of you guys check on their internet to see how wrong he is? Justin?
Oh, the Shags?
Yeah.
Oh, please, somebody.
They're from
like
New Hampshire, right?
Slick Tulip by Spielgusher. Collaboration by the Rebel, and finally your best friend.
S-H-A-G-G-S.
Dot Wiggin. Again, I played another one of her songs. We're at the end of the second hour. October 21st, 2013 edition of Watt Pedro Show. October 21st, 2013, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Your time. I got myself on the hell of a hill, and if you don't laugh, then I'll hold a bill. Well, I didn't know I thought to be
Mr. What?
Watch for Pedro show.
He can play music for me.
Kohler, shut up.
Ha, ha, ha. No.
Jack, the best part of the Julie Ruin.
Oh, Julie Ruin. Yeah.
Captain Mike Watt knows that Hattie. I know about.
She used to have a band called Bikini Kill.
Get him out, dude.
Then we had Michael Farfickle with Cancer Eye, Hellfish by Hunt Nanny. They were, they're from the city. They were down here. Icicles by Four Dimensional Nightmare. No One by Swenson Klein. Male Pride by Elmo and the Sticks. And finally, Vampire by L.A. Drugs.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, man. Can we get a hoe?
Was that one for the dog?
Vampire.
Oh, Vampire. No, that was for my girlfriend.
Okay.
He has a girlfriend.
Oh, the Drumming King.
Hey, yeah. What's up, James?
James, yeah, what was your first conscious
Jamie,
music?
Hey, now that you've showed up.
Who the Kohler, what? Fucking what's doing the interview? Kohler, it's all right. Go ahead.
I
don't know. I think my brother was really into music when I was growing up.
He brought it into the pad?
Yeah, he had a lot of rock albums, and I think like Green Day was probably one of them, and like they were loud, fast, you know. And I think they kind of introduced me. They got me along to like the Sex Pistols, and you know that route.
Going backward.
Yeah. But you know, most kids as they're like learning contemporary music, I went backwards definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And drums was your first?
No, guitar.
Ah, different. Because everybody else was first.
I'm a forced drummer.
He's a lefty. He would string it backwards. He'd strum it backwards.
I play drums left-handed too.
Let's talk about me some more.
Kohler.
You put the snare on the other side?
No. I play like a regular set, but I play open-handed. Like, I play...
Sure.
Yeah. Dude, I'm left-handed.
Kohler. Dude, Kohler, you're dead, dude.
So, where did you learn it? School?
No, lessons, actually... Self-taught.
Records, played records. Yeah.
You know, that's guitar center, and, like, play everything, like, super loud and be annoying. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Where was your set? Was it in the garage?
No, it was in the living room.
Living room, yeah.
He's Carson, so almost Pedro. Almost Pedro. Carson. Yeah.
Luckily, I have really cool parents.
There's a couple to deal with. Between.
We got a...
Sorry, okay. Never mind.
Well,
Mike, we'll take the test. Never mind.
Basically, we got Clorox Girls. We were at the... Caesar was one of the final members, and we opened for the Undertones, and went really badly.
That's not on his... I can see what is on his thing.
Take him outside, dude.
It's all good. And then, so I don't know, we wrote some new songs, but the drummer wanted to play straight punk songs. And I would write a little more power pop.
You're saying there was a band before this?
Yeah.
LA Drugs band.
Yeah, Clorox Girls
that
is the name.
Similar members.
Yeah.
Circumstantial bullshit made you have to change the name, but.
Well, basically, we owed the Stearns, I don't know, about 10 grand.
That sucked.
That's okay, so we changed our name.
But it's basically, okay, then how did that first band get together that's the same band?
Well, no. Well, basically, I moved down here. I was born here.
Clorox Girls is dope. I can just fucking chime in. What does it not make? It makes sense. That sucks that that happened.
Yeah, that's...
I can talk about that. That's...
Nicky Sutton wrote a song for you. It was 1592. You were pitching on the deck, an Aztec girl in the rain. You had a cross on a silver chain, and no one really knew your name. And a gun-shy boy tried so hard to catch your eye. Black boots, don't be ashamed of surviving. Smoke is worn, you can patch them up. Take these black boots and run, run, run. Black boots kind of reminds you of riding. A song about thunder and lightning. Take these black boots and run. Nicky Sutton wrote a song for you. It was 1972. You were living with your mother, working at a lady's store. Any good to feel the call of the night. Don't do it if you don't feel right. If you make it to morning, you can boil your little brother an egg. Black boots, don't be ashamed of surviving. Don't get worn, you can patch them up. Take these black boots and run, run, run. Black boots kind of reminds you of riding. Thank you.
I'm a mover and a shaker. I'm a hopeless romantic and a real heartbreaker. I'm a lover and a fighter. I'm good at being bad. I'm a crazy motherfucker. But sometimes I can
Oil, the instrumental version from Friedrich. Kinboom, Black Boots by Dan Jones. Messed Up Machine by El Sonido de Marinaio. I'm Fine from Hellback. Whiskey Punch, No Love Sucker from Sonic Graffiti. So you used to be another band, and you just, we got some other members.
Caesar was in the Bad Machine. James was in the Images.
Yeah.
And then I was in Clorox Girls. Caesar joined Clorox Girls, and then we kind of formed LA Drugs. And I saw James drumming. I was like, I got to play with this guy.
Yeah.
JD tried out on bass. I was like, all right, he's in. He was wearing an Orgasmatic Buzzcocks t-shirt. And so he
was because you got to connect with them guys, right?
Yeah.
When they came,
yeah.
When they come torn through, right?
James was on tour with them when he was like 14.
When we had, like, the first practice, like, we all just, like, clicked together, and it just happened, you know? Like, we just all had the same, like, ideas about music, and...
Who named the band?
Well, we couldn't decide, right?
Yeah, we
could. And we're like, the best music is, like, a drug. Like, L.A. Drugs. There's a band called L.A. Drugs from Boston, and they fucking suck. So we're like, all right, we got to do it with a Z. So that's
you stole
the
Z from the plugs.
And it's like L.A.
They were good. The plugs were great.
The plugs are fucking awesome.
The plugs are awesome, dude.
100 times.
Hell yeah.
It's like...
Tito's still going.
Tito's still doing it, dude.
Called Tarantula.
He's still making it
happen,
man.
Which is amazing. Yeah, that shit's
so
good.
So this record that you brought me...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
When was this done? Recently?
Yeah, it just came out last Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did it this summer?
We did it last
We did it about 2 years ago, but...
It took a long time to come out.
It was a little story. I had to embezzle some money because my car was going to get repoed, and I was going to get evicted.
You got repoed.
I ended up getting repoed after I paid it. So this is about 2 years late, but better late than never.
Yeah. Oh, you guys going to tour? What's the plan?
Oh, we'll go up to... We're going up to the Northwest in January, and then maybe Texas, you know, next year, all that.
Okay, I want to thank you guys for coming aboard.
All right, man.
Thank you, Mike.
October 21st, 2013, edition of the Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.